Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave the kitab mufassala. He gave it piece by piece. Do you want anyone other than this creator as your judge? Subhanahu. Look at how merciful he was. He didn't have to give it to you piece by piece. He didn't have to take it easy with you. Would you want anyone other than him as a judge? No, of course, he's the most merciful. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ. The ones who came before you, the ones who were given revelation before you, they already know. They already know that this Quran, this revelation was sent from your sustainer in truth. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So don't be of those who doubt. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an aqa'idah. He gives us a principle to apply throughout our entire lives. He says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا. Allah's word has already come to pass. Okay? لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ. If you were to follow the majority of people on earth, you would go astray. Majority rule, democracy. No. Allah says, if you were to follow the majority, you would go astray. He says, يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Particularly, they would divert you from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ. The majority of people aren't doing anything but following assumptions and conjecture. Just scroll through social media and you'll figure that out real quick. Look through your Facebook feed. Look through your TikTok or your Instagram. The majority of stuff that's out there, it's about manifesting this, and it's about zodiac sign that, and crystals, and madriyesh, all this nonsense. If you were to take, we used to have a joke when we were in the Jamia, when we were in Medina. You know, people come on Hajj for the first time. The last thing you want to do, we used to joke, we said, oh, don't worry about it. Hajj is easy. Just look around you and do what everybody else is doing. It's the worst way to learn how to make Hajj, because you'll see everything. You'll see people, you know, not even dressed appropriately. You see people cutting their hair right there on Safa and Marwa. You see people doing things out of order. You see all sorts of craziness. The worst thing that you can do is just not have a plan. As somebody said, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You need to have a plan going into it. You need to know what you're going to do so that when you see the majority of people doing something else, you're not going to be shook. You're not going to be influenced. We know as Muslims, and this is especially important for the youth, drugs, alcohol, no, completely ruins your ability to see Allah's signs. So then when they get out into the school, or they get out into the real world with their friends, their coworkers, you don't drink. If you're not ready for that moment, you're going to feel guilty, you're going to feel embarrassed, you're going to be like, oh, well, you know, I guess it's not so bad. But if you've been prepared, if you have a plan, and you say, no, I don't drink, get out of here. Get that stuff away from me. Are you nuts? Waste your money, waste your mind. That's the difference. You have to have a plan so that you're not deluded by what other people are doing. The majority of people do this. Well, everybody else is doing this. Everybody else is doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't look to what the majority of people are doing. Especially when it comes to your faith. You follow the majority of people, you're going to be led astray. This does not apply to within our ummah or within the scholars, okay? Because we have the jumhur, right? The majority opinion we talk about in fiqh. This applies to an-nas, all the people. If you look at what all the people are doing, they fall into kufr over here, they fall into shirk over here, they fall into bid'ah over here. This is what they're doing. Because most people follow what's convenient and what they like, their ahwa, their desires, their attachments in this world.